that's what you get out of this. And you feel like if you had time to finish that section, there might be something really cool. Super cool, in fact.
I really want to finish reading that book.
You really do. But the book is outside and there's gunshots. So what will you do?
Well, going out there with a sword into a gunfight seems like a terrible idea, especially since I don't know how to use the sword.
Just swing it.
Well, yes, but also no. Instead, I'm going to take the Key of Solomon and hide under some furniture.
I think that is entirely reasonable. I'd actually like you to make a stealth roll right now.
Failure.
So, a gentleman in a large coat, whose name is Robert, comes up the stairs, grumbling and holding a .45, and he looks at you hiding under the table, and he just kind of nods and says, "Well, what's your deal?"
I'm trying not to be shot.
All right. He just walks through the front door.
Ah, yes. That was the recap of the last episode. And then there's kind of a awkward cut to the next segment because we decided to take another 15-minute break so people could, you know, eat, drink, use the potty place, whatever they have to do before we continue our adventure. So while they're doing that, let's talk about today's sponsor. I don't have one.
Has anybody not joined? 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know why I'm just counting numbers and looking at your names as if that's going to check if you're in the thing or not.
I'm in the thing.
So yeah, we took a little break just because time continues. Fritter, it is now your turn at the top of the turn order once again.
All right, well, I'm deeply distressed by the fact that Annabelle is not dead because I'm a veteran, so, you know, I know what a dead body should be. And she is not one. And that's distressing. But I'm also distressed by the fact that my good friend Amanda just got knocked into the Shadow Realm.
True.
By a man with a gun. I'm going to remedy this situation the way that Charles knows best. With a gun.
Okay. Who are you shooting?
That is a good question. Am I allowed to split fire?
I think so.
Do I get any bonuses on Annabelle, given that she is lying on the ground?
Ostensibly
at my feet.
You get a bonus die because she's in melee range and she cannot fight you back at this point.
Alright, I think I'm gonna take a shot at Annabelle. And this time we're going for the head.
If you're doing more than one shot, you have to say it ahead of time.
Yeah, and then I think I'm gonna try and shoot William twice.
Twice, okay. So for shooting Annabelle, you don't get either die, because you would get a bonus and a penalty, I think, right?
Yeah, so should I just roll a 1d100?
Yes, you can just do that for that, yeah.
Okay. And that's against 60 handgun skill.
That's a hit. You can go ahead and roll damage.
Alright, and once again, the damage is 1d10 plus 2. That's Jeez. 7 damage.
Damn, you said aiming for the head?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see.
If this is at all human, it should be dead. And if it's not dead, it's no longer human.
So, in the earlier episodes of this scenario, I was talking about player freedom. And, you know, the necessary options players have to be free. Even if some of those options might shorten or weaken the scenario by, say, you know, killing a vital NPC or something like that. This is sort of one of those scenarios, but the consequences are kind of a bit more abstract. You know, when you're making a scenario, you should probably kind of look over it at the end and say, is everything right? Is everything going to fit together? Is there anything that's going to feel weird? Something that can feel weird is if you make all the characters the same gender. Something that, you know, game masters can do. I think especially men can just kind of make every character a guy because it's just, it's not really something you think about, you know. It's just you're making guys that do stuff. I especially try to be aware of this in scenarios in the 1920s where some characters might be a bit sexist and or bigoted and or racist. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, Josephine is kind of like, she's funny, But she's kind of a joke character. So I wanted to make sure, you know, let's have Annabelle. Let's have a stronger, you know, female lead who's got, like, more to say and do for the scenario so that it's a bit more even. I didn't really consider what would happen if she took a 45 to the chest and face. Well, you splatter her brains on the fucking pavement and she goes limp. As for whether she's dead or not, I'm not gonna say, oh yeah, she's dead, because you won't believe me either way.
That's fair.
I believe you.
But she is certainly out for the count and not moving.
All right. Well, time to shoot William.
All right. So go ahead and make two shots. Each of them is going to have one penalty.
So there's one.
And you have enough ammo for two. This?
I've got 7 rounds in the gun. I fired 2 into Annabelle, and now I'm firing 2 more into William.
Okay, just making sure.
So there's my 2 rolls against William.
So that's a 85 and a 31.
All right, well, 1 succeeds them.
All right, go ahead and roll damage for that one.
Do I need to specify where I'm aiming? Does it matter at this point, or are you going to decide, given this
It does matter, but given the fact that you're not at point blank and...
I would aim center of mass for this. Yeah, I would aim center of mass. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's shitty, though.
Damn, well, that is the minimum possible damage you could do, so I'm going to say that one pretty much just grazes his shoulder. Like, you hit him, and it cuts through his flesh, and he looks down at his shoulder, and he says, "You're ruining this coat."
I'm deeply disappointed in my marksmanship.
Utterly destroyed. Lights, you're up.
So Willie's just going to scream and unload 3 bullets into William.
Okay, yeah.
Blam, 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 they've all gone away.
What?
Oh my god!
That was not the right rolls at all, but,
Yeah, why were you doing 1d100 plus 10?
72, 84, 97, damn.
Was it 62 hit lights? No.
Well, he was adding 10 to them, so...
That's
not what we're doing? Day. You could probably tell just by looking at your rolls and Fritter's rolls above you, that's not the same thing at all.
Even if you were going to roll
another 10 to see if you want to replace your 10s, you would miss all your shots anyways.
Yeah. Okay, I surrender.
So, yeah, I was gonna say, William holds his gun up in the air and not at you and says, "You can give up and I won't shoot you."
I give up. I throw my gun on the floor. It's over.
Coward. Utter coward. I'll shoot you next.
This man's too powerful. I can't stop
Annabelle is out of the turn order at this point.
Do you know how many cowards I've shot? 0, but you'll be the first.
It is William's turn. All right, he's going to turn to you, Fritter. I think he only has 2 bullets left. Double check that. Yeah, he only has 2 bullets left, so he is going to shoot both of them.
I'm a small target.
He's going to... Are you accurate? What is your build?
-1, remember?
-1. I don't think you have to be -2 to actually get... If you're small enough, you do actually get a thing.
I'm just a little guy.
I don't think you're actually small enough to qualify.
I'm just a little guy with a big gun.
I'll double check, because that would be really funny, honestly. No, it would have to be build -2.
Oh boy, well, let's see if I get shot.
So I think that's going to be 3d10 for his rolls. That's a 93 and a 78. So he misses twice.
Oh, thank God.
What kind of loading mechanism does this one have?
He'd have a magazine.
The 22? All right. Well, he ejects that, and he's going to get ready to put another one in. And he says, "Listen, can we just wrap this up rather than prolong it?"
Is that him speaking or the DM?
No, that's him. That's him. Sorry, I'm. That's him speaking.
You can tell because he's doing the accent.
I'm asking out of character.
Okay, that's him speaking. Would you like to respond to him?
I have a response for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
It's going to be a .45 caliber response.
Okay. All right. Jesus.
I know why you asked. You don't know what the answer is.
So, Charlie.
I crawl out from the table and hide under a different piece of furniture.
Jesus Christ.
Make another...
I love and respect Charlie for keeping up not the mad beads at all. Fight
if someone's mad that he's not helping, then you're wrong. This is great.
Eight?
You successfully hide.
Awesome. Oh, my God. I'm under the sofa now, which is impressive because it's pretty low to the ground.
All right. Then we go to the next round. At this point, Robert has walked all the way across the room in the previous round, and he is added to the turn order. His dex is 50. I'm going to slide him in here. Fritter, it's your turn again.
I'm shooting William in the brain.
All right, go for it. I'm going to give you, if you specifically do want to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, I'm shooting him in the head, and I'm doing one it with shot? A one shot, 1d, 100.
Okay.
Then you're going to get a... well, I was going to say you get a penalty for aiming at a specific point, but I don't think that's a hit anyway, is it?
That's not a hit anyways. That's a miss.
That would have been really impressive if you had. We're going to talk about that later. Okay. So, Lights, it's your turn. So you dropped your gun, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
You can do something else if you want. You can change your mind and be a piece of shit. You know, it's up to you. Just to be clear.
I'm going to start running.
You're going to start running?
Yeah.
In what direction? Just away?
Yeah, let's just run away.
All right. Let's see, it's time for Robert and the 45.
Uh-oh.
Range is 15 yards. I guess the cars would probably be within 15 yards of the front door, I think. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes.
I think that's correct.
Suppose.
Now, Robert, unlike William, he's really good with guns. And so I don't think there's any bonuses that he would get, but I don't think there's any penalties either that I can see that would apply here. He has an 85 with handguns, so he's going to fire at you for...
Oh, God.
A 39, so that is a hard success, although that doesn't help him here. He would need a extreme success to do an impale.
Well, roll that 1d10 plus 2.
Roll 1d10 plus 2. If this takes you out of the game instantly, I'm sorry. You did a tremendous job. Thank you for playing. 9 damage. How are you doing?
I have 1 HP.
You have 1 HP.
Let's go. Still
I assume
alive.
Your maximum HP is less than...
Oh, 18. Wait. No, I don't have 1 HP. I am, in fact, dead because I've already been shot.
Oh, fuck
no,
that.
I've been stabbed.
You've been stabbed. Okay. What, yeah, so you have 0 HP?
Yeah, I am in negative HP now. I had 7 and now I'm at negative 2.
Okay, let me see if that instantly kills you or not. So you have a major wound. I think you might get a turn where someone can revive you, but I gotta just double check that here. That would be...
I feel like I might be needing to check that dying box.
Probably.
I am at the very least probably unconscious.
Hey, they said if we read that book we can bring back dead loved ones.
Are we loved ones?
Yeah, are you loved ones?
I don't think he's a loved one.
Mark.
Well, I don't know you, but you guys go to school together.
You know.
I don't love my classmates.
Yeah, you got some
I'm not in this class
character.
That makes school. Friends, exactly. But
character is dying when their hit points are reduced to 0 and they also have sustained a major wound. Record current hit points as 0, not negative. Check the dying box. All right, you immediately fall unconscious. Make a con roll at the end of the round. If one of them fails, you die. Only first aid can stabilize you. Okay, so make a con roll.
Okay, my con is 60.
Technically, it's not the end of the round.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Well, you're good until the end of the round. All right. William's going to say, other friends down. We have 2 guns. Please don't make us blow you. Blow you? Why did I stop?
Damn, dude.
Why did I stop it?
Fuck,
I'm sorry.
Blow you away.
I've been running this game for 3 hours, 20 minutes now. My brain just kind of stops sometimes. I'm like, wait, stop talking. And that was not the right time. Please don't make us blow you to pieces.
No. No, please don't blow, Willie. Okay.
Why have you done this? Why have you made it worse? Are you going to stop or are you not going to stop?
I'm stopping.
Okay.
I think I still got some fight in me, despite being unconscious and dying.
What's the base first aid?
I think it's like 30.
30. It is 30. Okay. So we're going to do some quick rolls here. William actually has 40 first aid. No, Robert has base first aid. No, actually, he would have more than that. I didn't write that one down. He
is he a veteran,
50,
too?
Oh, but he fails,
too.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, Fritter, I need you to make another constitution roll. Because they tried to revive you, but could not in one round.
Oh, boy.
That's a success, right?
Yeah, that is a success.
All right, and here's William. Fail. And here's Robert. Fail.
All right. Oh my God.
Should I roll again?
This is so bad.
Hold on. Should I get in there? Should I get involved?
Yeah, at this point, you come back over, and they're like, hey, can you get this guy up?
I live! All
right, okay. Lance, why don't you give it a try? Give first aid a try.
Okay.
Give first aid a
try. I just want to point out that I've rolled two fives in a row.
I didn't know y'all pulled it in clown cards.
Hey, William gives you one hit point back. All right, you're at 1 HP. Congratulations.
Wait, but I was at -2.
No, you can't. You don't go to negatives. You just go to 0.
Okay.
First aid immediately brings you back to 1 HP, I believe.
But I am still unconscious and dying, question mark.
So now they need to make a successful medicine roll. Otherwise, you will...
If they drag your corpse into the basement, I can help.
Yeah, okay. So what's the? So now you have an hour until you need to roll again. What's the base medicine? I don't think it's good.
Like 5%. I think it's 1% actually now.
Could someone look that up for me while I...
It is
1% now. It's 1% now.
Oh,
yeah.
Brutal.
Okay.
I can't believe I got one fucking one tapped.
You got double tapped, man.
Two. I got one tap.
Well, okay, I got stabbed. I don't count that as a tap. That is a stab.
Okay, you got a stab and a tap.
But also, 2 5s in a row for Constitution.
I used those rolls earlier.
Charles refuses to die.
Okay, so, first we're gonna get this out of the way. Lights, roll for your 1%, or whatever you've got here. Roll medicine, 1%, if you don't have any points in it.
Yeah, sure.
Alright. William has 5 points. No. Robert has 15 points. No.
Oh my god.
Alright, so here's what happens. Kyle's not dying. Kyle, add one more hit point to your HP total because they give you first aid.
Okay. Am I up and around and I see? Can I look? Can I hear?
You are... No, you're currently unconscious still.
Oh.
So basement time. So Robert comes back down. William comes back down. Peter also comes back down. Well, he comes down for the first time to help carry some of these unconscious people. We got Willie Whittlebone is actually walking in front with a gun to his back. And the unconscious... oh, wait. I need to make some perception rolls as they walk back in. Hang on.
That was a really good hiding spot that Charlie got.
What? You got an insane. What did you get?
You got an 8.
I got an 8. Which is just a... It's actually
a
hard 6.
They're almost
certainly
not going to find you. They don't find you. let's see. As they pass in, you hear them talking about stuff. You hear Peter saying, what about Annabelle? Should we... And Robert says, she's fine. I'm pretty sure that... William, she's fine, right? And William says, no, probably not. We'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
They all head back down. So Charlie, you're Petey's just kind of alone up here. What do you want to do?
I'm going to look for a telephone. They have telephones, right?
Yes. Meaning they exist? Yes. Is there one here? You don't see one in this room.
Well, I'm going to look around the house for one.
Yes. Okay.
I'm hoping. And if not, I'm going to get in the car and drive off.
If not, you get in the car and drive
That's
off.
Such a good idea.
Damn. You're right.
I'm going to go get help.
You would be right if you just left.
So, actually, you know, brief thing. There was some time, you know, while you're hearing the gunshots. Do you want to say anything to this old lady? Well, you guys are waiting down here, and she's just hanging out.
Can we attack her? We're alone
no,
with
behind,
her.
I'm not gonna attack
bars.
This
oh,
lady.
She's not in the
can,
bars with us. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought
can
that they
bend
were
those bars.
I thought that they were in. I thought that Robert and Lady were
no,
in.
No.
Yes, I'm.
They locked
just, I'm explaining my misunderstanding.
You are a fool and should be killed. All right. Do you have anything that you'd like to say to her?
Yeah.
Does she have the book?
No.
Book's outside. The book is upstairs.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Hmm.
Hi, yes, what is going on?
Normal. Usual.
No, I'm in a cage. That's not usually what happens to me. What's this deal with the book?
Same thing as when we got Annabelle.
You got Annabelle?
Yes.
How'd you get Annabelle?
She waves her hands, like, slightly. Like, she extends it and just kind of waves it from side to side and says,
they didn't let me. Probably a good idea. I didn't do a very good job getting you.
You gotta work on your acting. That was the fakest crying I've ever heard.
Don't encourage her.
She coughs was sad. And she spits up some phlegm onto the ground and she says,
don't you have a hanky?
She like shakes her head dismissively, but then she thinks and like she pats around on her rags looking for one.
I
she's
going
to proceed to do
Jeff.
That for the next 15 minutes until they come back down, unless you say something else to her.
What about you? How did they get you?
She nods her head approvingly.
How long have you been here?
We got the house in 1849.
Does she look old enough for that to be true?
She's really old, but not that old.
So
ask her to let you out.
Right.
If we promise to read the book, will you let us out?
Yeah.
Okay, we promise to read the book.
She just looking at you happily.
So let us out.
Well, I don't have the key. Robert's holding it.
Well, do you have something that can break this lock? Like a hammer?
She thinks about that, and she walks over to the lock, and she starts fiddling with it, and she says, need that book? Robert has that. No, yes. William has that. Did William take that, or did Robert take that?
This lady is literally just the wizard.
someone certainly has that book.
She nods. She doesn't look very happy about that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I hear it. I hear it now. Yeah, she's the wizard. I get it. It is kind of the same voice. I feel like I've got a pretty distinct array of voices. You know, I'm working on adding some more, but I gotta make a lot of characters. You know, sometimes they're gonna sound kind of similar. Sometimes I just, you know, muscle memory. It's like, here's a voice that I can do. I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting defensive about this. This is stupid. I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun.
Alright,
so now they all come back in, and so we're carrying a bunch of unconscious people, and also Willy.
That have been shot.
Oh my goodness, what happened?
Oh boy, Robert says. I don't know, but William, you gotta get your shit together.
William does not look happy at all. He's got multiple bleeding wounds. So he says, they put down the two unconscious folks.
Good lord.
William says, are any of you practical doctors?
No.
I know a little.
Okay, that's good enough. Robert steps over, he pulls out the key, he starts to unlock it, and he says, no dumb shenanigans, alright? We just had enough of that.
Are we pulling dumb shenanigans?
No.
Yes.
Does it look like we're capable of pulling dumb shenanigans?
He unlocks
anymore?
It and opens the cell door, and he says, all right, you, Buster, and he points to Willy, he says, get in there. You, girl, get out of there.
Posey walks out of the cell.
All right. See what you can do for these fine folks here. They get you, like, a really shitty box of medical implements. So go ahead and make a medicine roll for each of them.
Okay, and I can't bump up their stats with first aid at all either? Because my first aid
is
better.
No, that has already been done.
Okay. First, I will do Fritter. He looks worse?
Yes.
That is a success.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, Fritter,
that might be a better success than... One second. Nope, it doesn't hit either of my lower targets.
Okay. Let me just check here.
I shove a bunch of gauze into the gaping hole in your chest, and I say, looks right. Good, bud.
So, Fritter, you gain 1d3 hit points, so if you could please roll that and add it to your total, and you're no longer... Oh, yeah, and you're no longer dying.
All right, that's two.
And then could you please make a roll for Kyle as well? All right, so for you have 3 hit points. You're unconscious, but you're not dying.
That is a hard success.
Wow, okay. Hard success. So go ahead and roll to die to give him some hit points. Or Kyle, you can roll to die.
Cozy, bring in the medicine.
I will roll in D3? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Medicine is only 20, so you guys are very lucky.
Wow, and back up to 7 HP somehow.
You're conscious again, I think, at this point.
I just open my eyes and I look at...
So these are a bunch of students, right?
Yeah.
Like young-looking guys? Like people who just kind of got shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Not good.
Robert,
what do I see when I look around?
What you see when you look around? You see the basement. You see a lot of people. All kinds of shit.
You see me 2 inches from your face, sewing your fucking chest hole up.
Who are you?
Stella kneels down and pulls a bottle of painkillers out of her purse and is handing them to you, trying to be useful.
The old woman reaches out to try and take them, and Robert slaps her hand away and says, "Not for you."
My name Could is be. Posey. Who are you?
I.
You got shot. I look in the
at is Robert or not Robert? Is William?
William straightens his tie and says, "That's a stupid name."
I'm dying. I'm dead.
I look at William. Is the arrow still in him?
Yes.
Can I have that back? It's a historical artifact.
Sure.
Did he just pull it out of him? Just
all right. I have decided that these people are fucking crazy as well.
That was his reaction.
He just grabs it and rips it out and tosses it and it lands on you.
Okay.
Thank you. I faint. So you guys are like zombies or something, right?
No, William says. Yes, Robert says. The old lady just reaches out and takes the book from William's hand and puts it on the altar again. So yeah, you guys were all here and you know heard the general idea. So I think you.
Or
know
is this probably, like a devil cult?
No, Robert says no. William says
We're getting real mixed messages here.
So at this point, they put all of you in the cell. So Fritter, unfortunately, you're still unconscious. So Robert says, "All right, now as I was saying just a little while ago, somebody's got to read the book." Who wants to get started?
I'll get started.
All just right.
Lay the book.
Are you sure? He says he looks down at you.
I don't think you want to read that book. It's not in English.
No. Are you going to let us out if I don't read the book?
Well, you don't have to do it right now. You can take a little break.
If anyone's reading the book, let's...
A break from what? Bleeding?
From doing things. You got shot, he says. He gestures to you.
Can we get some food and water?
Yeah, we'll have... Oh, we can't have Annabelle do that. Well, we'll get that in a bit.
What's wrong with Annabelle?
Who's Annabelle?
William and Robin.
The lady mentioned Annabelle to us several times.
I look around, and I open
as the newest
say,
recruit, in fact, of the thing they want to recruit us into, so it's very important to me what's wrong with Annabelle.
Just to make sure, Piety isn't here, right? I can't see
no,
her.
No, she's not here.
Correct. Hiding.
I open my mouth to say, "Where's Piety?" and I stop, and I just go back to the book.
Yeah. Well, he's not giving you the book, because you're lying on the ground bleeding a little bit.
Look,
I'm bleeding.
No, give me the book.
Okay.
I want it.
You see, he says, "Really?
Give it."
Okay. Oh, before I forget, he opens it and he just flips through all the pages with his fingers. Do you watch him do that? Presumably.
I guess.
All right. He also does that to everyone except for Fritter, who is having a little sleepy, so can't do that.
A little sleepy.
And he Robert. Shoulders William and he talks, but he's not really talking quietly enough. He says, "Just remember, you got to show it to the sleeping, unconscious little guy. And just, you know, when it wakes
the
up,
unconscious little
yeah,
guy.
I know,
he's
I,
just
I
a little guy."
And so then he gives you the book, Kyle.
Okay.
They have taken your bow and guns and stuff.
Do I still have the arrow that William gave me?
Yeah.
Very tempting, but I have no brawl, so...
You don't really need to make a brawl. You can just stab it if you want.
Are you going to stab the book?
I'm very tempted to stab the book. out of character, I guess. Does it got an eye on it? You know, I turn it over.
It's got a bubble. You know, that game where glass, you have to press the button down.
Yeah, there's like a trouble bubble on there.
Little glass dome fixed by a metal ring with a little eye with three irises inside.
It's like in Sorry. Poke it and see if it rattles.
It is like that. It is like in Sorry.
You're going to touch the edges. It's going to buzz.
It's kind of cold. Can you turn up the heat? Got like a fireplace in here or something?
Well, we have a fireplace upstairs, yeah, but I don't think that's going to do you much good down here. We could see. It's not cold. What the hell are you talking about?
he says, it is midsummer.
It's a bit cold down here. It's dark. It's cold.
It might be a bit damp.
I open the book and I say he wants you to burn the book.
Start ripping pages out of it. Rip pages out of it.
They all laugh. They all kind of laugh at this. And they look at each other and they nod like they're sharing a good joke. Like, yeah, burn the book.
Eat a page of the book.
Eat it.
Have you burned the book before?
William kind of nods solemnly and says, well, Vestal did try to burn the book. It went very poorly for him.
Oh, is that why there's that exploded room?
Oh, you saw that. Yes, that's Vestal's room. We have had a chance to clean it up, but the book doesn't want us to. Something of a solemn reminder.
Has anyone else tried to do something to the book? So you guys are a cult, and your boss is this book, huh?
Yeah.
You mentioned something bad happens if nobody makes a deal with the book.
Wait, something bad's going to happen if you don't deal with the book?
We'll talk about the consequences at another time, perhaps. Anyway, Kyle, you can make a language roll to see how much of it you can get through right now.
Well, if you want us to read the book...
You use your best language. If you have 40 in at least one language, you get to make a,
I push this
get
roll.
A bonus die. Can you push this roll?
Oh, I do have 40 in a language, so I should have let you finish.
Roll, no, go ahead and roll a bonus die then. We'll see what that is.
Do you want me to just roll 1d10?
Just roll a d10, yeah.
Okay. Oh, not good.
That is not helpful. Can you push this? You need to have a good reason to push it. And, like, I suppose you do, because they say they'll let you go if you read the book.
They'll let me go if I read the book.
But you're, given that you're very injured, you might be straining yourself a lot here if you do that. You may incur severe...
I'll just read it at a normal pace then, I guess.
Okay. So, You look at the title and you read that, which I can repeat again if you wish. That is the ill-fitting cloth, which was okay.
The ill-fitting cloth,
which was discarded. But you're having a little trouble getting through the rest of it. And he says, "So anyway, y'all can take turns or lean over each other's shoulders or something."
Well, if only
it's
hold
really
on.
Not
one of us
too long.
I thought
book.
Only one of us needed to read it.
Well, yeah, but you.
That's
William,
not...
can you explain this for me? And William says, so we need someone to read the book, but not everyone's going to have a good time reading the book. Not everyone's going to be ready to make a pact when they get to the end of it. Which is why, number one, pace yourselves when you read the book. Please don't try to read it all at once. Number two, we would suggest that more than one person get through it. Whoever gets through it the fastest and the best, then... You know, they're the one who can make the pact, and then everyone else is, you know.
Well, hold on. If it's so hard to get through this book, shouldn't we, you know, have a nice warm fire, hot cocoa, so, you know, a good setting for reading?
Well, really he kind of rolls his eyes, and he says, all right, I really should go check on Annabelle, I suppose. Josephine, can you... You're not going to. Peter, can you get them some... things. And Peter says, sure. And he heads upstairs. William says, Robert, prevent... What was you said? Prevent the shenanigans, please, Robert. And William goes upstairs. All right. Now, Charlie, you've been searching frantically for a phone, and there is not one.
Okay.
So would you like to leave?
I would, but I'm not sure if the keys are still in the car.
That's a good question. The keys probably were left in the trunks, which were open.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go for out.
All right. So you walk outside. You grab the keys to a car.
I'm sort of crouching, you know, as I imagine people who are sneaking do.
Yes. I'd like you to make a spot hidden.
Oh my god.
Annabelle's under the car.
She did already fuck up the car.
You see
a
her.
Bit.
You see.
Oh, I got a seven.
Seven.
She's inside right. the car.
So you notice,
which is a extreme success.
You notice that all the tires on these cars have been slashed.
I knew it. Oh, I knew they were doing this.
Fucked up.
And that shit, as soon as I saw that chick out there.
So you can still try to, but you're gonna need some good drive rolls.
I know. I can barely drive a car in a good day.
Oh, jeez.
You can look at anything else out here.
Woman
you can,
disease.
You can retrieve some of the guns lying around. You can mess around with this dead body. It's really cool.
Walk for it.
You could just run.
You could just run. It's not out of character, I think.
It's
that would be boring for you, I presume.
God. Running to drive. How far away are we from civilization here?
Well, it was like an hour to drive here. So to walk back a while? But you could do it.
Okay. Are there any other buildings? Is it just the one?
Good question. You don't... There's no buildings like that you see right now, but you remember passing some houses and farms and stuff that didn't look in great shape, but could definitely still be occupied while you were on the way here.
Well, I'm hoping they've got like a garage or a carriage house or something where they've got their car.
Ah, yes. That is a good point.
I mean, it's the 1920s. Well, everybody has a car.
You did so well on that spot hidden. I'm going to say that maybe while you were in the reading room at some point, you recall seeing that there was a car out around back.
Okay, I'm going for that car now.
All right, you go out around back. You do notice that there is a cellar door in the back, which may be of interest to you or may not. You don't have the keys for it, but there is a car here.
Okay, so I just need to
find you grab one of the guns.
Keys.
You got a sword. I don't know.
I probably dropped that already.
Oh, I was going to say, maximum comedy option, cut their tires.
I cannot use a weapon. I'm not even going to try. It doesn't feel good.
All right.
If it comes down to that, I'm just going to surrender. I guess I'm going to try to sneak around the house looking for the entry. Well, go back into the entryway and look for keys or something there.
All right. So you want to continue sneaking around the house and see what you can find.
Yes.
All right. So
I'm going to look for keys or other occult relics, which I might be able to utilize for my cause.
Sure.
I've got my e-meter ready to go, ready to track some Thetans. Oh, wait, wrong with it.
So you can... You know, your last hide roll was so good that I'm gonna say that you're hidden for now.
Okay.
You do notice William come up and go outside and take the body of Annabelle. And he's going somewhere else in the house. Do you have any interest in following him or checking out the basement, or do you want to avoid both of those?
I'm going to avoid both of those because that's where I think the people are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping one of them is, like, you know, when you're at home, you hang your keys up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Definitely could be.
Keep them in your pocket.
But unfortunately, it is quite a large house, so you are not sure where they would be immediately. We'll see.
Right, but I'm trying to find them because I think that's my best bet. I feel that if I walk, they will just catch me unless I go overland, in which case I will get lost.
So William comes back downstairs later. He has a lot of blood on him, and it's not his. He's not holding Annabelle's body. So Robert says, "So what's the damage?" And William just kind of ignores him, I guess, and says, "Okay, well," and then he looks around and he says, "Where is the last one?"
"We're all here."
"This is everyone. We've been in this cage the whole time."
He points to Uram and he says, "Shut up." And he points to you, Kyle, and says, "Thank you for listening to this episode of Paranoia, Flee the Deadly Cthulhu." Wait, that's not right.